Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, radio coordinator for the Jerusalem Post, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week the parsha is Vayera, which is the great parsha of our father Avraham and Sarah, the miraculous birth of their son Yitzchak. Avraham is an old man and Sarah is an old woman. And somehow the Lord's promise to them comes true. And they have a son, as she put it, Ki yoladeti ben liskunov. I have given birth to a child through my old age and to his old age, to a very, very unlikely event. And so the lesson here, the example here is a simple one, that the survival of the Jewish people is an unlikely event. On paper, we shouldn't be here, according to historical forces, we shouldn't be here. And we've been counted out many times along the road, but somehow we have not only survived, but we have prospered, and we have remained the people that have a special influence in the world. I mean, you have to realize the Jewish population is so small, it's infinitesimal almost in terms of the world population, less than 1%, less than half of 1%. And we are so disproportionate in every field of endeavor. Was counting the awards for the Nobel Prizes this year. More than 50% of them are to Jews, which is ridiculous. And I think that this alone gives rise to conspiracy theories, right? You know, how does such a thing happen? But that's the birth of Isaac. That he's old and she's old and it can't happen. And it does happen because of the fact that the Lord has chosen us for a mission in civilization, a mission in history, and he preserves us to accomplish that mission. And I think the past century alone speaks of that. Jewish people survived the Holocaust broken, but we survived it, and communism, the 75 years of tyranny, and all of the wars, and the wars that we still are in the midst of. But that hasn't really dampened our spirit. That hasn't sapped us. We behave as though, you know, everything is wonderful, right? Otherwise, you couldn't have a general strike in the country. You couldn't have the politics. You couldn't have everything that goes on here. You must think that you're living in a society that has no worries, and therefore we can afford all this nonsense. In reality, we're under the gun. Not every day brings us good news. But that doesn't shake the Jewish people. That doesn't the power of resilience, the power of tenacity, the power that somehow we are set aside for not just for survival, but for doing great things. God told Avraham, "V'nivruchu b'cho kol mishpacho so adoma." Through you, all of mankind will be blessed. And it is a fact that through Judaism and the Jewish people, the world has been blessed with so many, so many things in every field of human endeavor. And I think that if we looked at it objectively, if Jews looked at it objectively, and if non-Jews looked at it objectively, then they would stand in awe and they would say, well, we are witnessing here a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman giving birth to a child, which can't happen, but it happened. So we're witness to this people who have survived everyone, who've seen everyone come and go, and who have held on to their values and their way of life, and who have created and have rebuilt. So that must be something special, right? And they should be regarded somehow as being something special. So Vayera has a very simple message. A simple message is that Avram and Sarah give birth to Yitzchak, because God said it was going to happen. And so Yitzchak survives and prospers. Yitzchak is the symbol of the Jewish people. Miraculously born, miraculously preserved, miraculously survives. But again, with this great sense of mission, the great sense of accomplishment, and the great sense of responsibility that's laid upon his shoulders because of that, because of the fact that we're so special. So therefore, there's a responsibility. And I think that that really is what drives the Jewish people and what makes us fulfill the blessing that God gave Abraham, v'nivrchu b'cho kol mishpachoso adoma, that all of mankind should be blessed through our efforts, through our ideals, and through our faith.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Vayera.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.